Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me today as we continue on in a message I've entitled Choosing Sides. And while this has not been an easy message to preach, I feel that it is timely, it is pertinent for the hour in which we are living, because, beloved, my prayer to God is that God's people will be filled with the Spirit of the Lord and seek God for His will and His mind, and to understand and meditate upon His Word, that we can know divine principles, that we will have Holy Ghost discernment, and that we will not be deceived by the works of darkness, because the Word of God counsels us, Satan can come as an angel of light to deceive, where everything sounds good. But unless you know the Word of God, unless you can judge, you know, Jesus said, you'll know them by their fruits. And what we've been doing is looking at an event in the life of good King Jehoshaphat, who was king of Judah. And it says God blessed him because he was doing everything right. He sought the Lord, and he caused the law of God to be read and the people to be taught. And God was with him even as enemies. You know, it says in Proverbs, when a man's ways please the Lord, he maketh even his enemies to be at peace with him. And it says in verse 11 of chapter 17, some of the Philistines brought Jehoshaphat presents and tribute silver, and the Arabians brought him flocks, 7,700 rams and 7,700 he-goats. It says Jehoshaphat waxed great exceedingly. He built castles in Judah and cities of store, and he had mighty men of valor. He prospered because God was with him, and he sought the Lord. And all this is just absolutely wonderful, but he needed Holy Ghost discernment. He needed to have the mind of the Lord, because whatever motivated him, and we find in the opening verse of chapter 18, he had riches and honor in abundance, and he joined affinity with wicked King Ahab, who was king of Israel. Now, you might say, well, he was just reaching out. You know, we can make all kinds of excuses. We can say, well, you know, he was trying to be a good influence in the life of Ahab. And how many times have Christians used that excuse to go off into the world hoping to influence someone for good, where in the end, what generally happens is they end up getting torn down and they lose their testimony and they fall into the ways of darkness. That's why God says, come out from among them and be separate. Not that we are to, you know, gather our holy robes around us and have nothing to do with the people of the world, because that we would cease to be a testimony. That's not what God is saying. But we have to hold our standards of righteousness so firmly, to understand them so clearly, that we cannot be deceived by the work of the enemy. And so Jehoshaphat says, when Ahab asks him, would you go with me to war to Ramoth-Gilead? And he says, this is Jehoshaphat saying, I am as thou art, and my people as thy people, and we will be with thee in the war. However, in the chapter just before that, it says in verse 4 of chapter 17, Jehoshaphat sought to the Lord God of his father and walked in his commandments and not after the doings of Israel. So what was in his mind when he decides to align? He goes to Ahab. Ahab doesn't come to him, but for whatever purposes might have been in his heart, he aligns himself with wicked King Ahab. And unfortunately, we see a lot of well-meaning people, but they may be well-meaning, whatever the motive of Jehoshaphat was. Nonetheless, it was not to his good. Jehoshaphat said, I am as you are. God help Jehoshaphat. God help the church world. God help the pastor, the evangelist, the teachers. God help the people if we water down the word of God and preach like half of them want us to preach it today. Don't disturb anybody. Just preach good, 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 and love, love, unity, unity. Well, those are wonderful things, but you've got to have a balance. You can't just preach a God of love. He is a God of love, but he is a God of justice, and he hates sin. God has not changed since the garden. You saw his response to when Adam and Eve sinned in the garden. He expelled them. He said, the thing that I promised, death will come. He fulfilled his word. But in his divine mercy and his everlasting kindness and long-suffering, he had a plan of salvation, which was the very plan of Jesus becoming born of a virgin in the flesh of sinful mankind to redeem us and restore us to fellowship. And so we can't take, pick and choose out of the Bible what we want. We just can't choose a loving God without understanding the goodness and severity of God. God will not tolerate sin, especially within his church, because he said judgment will begin at the house of the church. Many today, they go to churches, they don't preach about sin anymore, or, you know, they don't talk about hell. And many are talking about prophecy, fulfillment of prophecy in Israel, and that's wonderful. Praise God. But what's going to happen in Israel or in the nations of the world is going to happen anyhow because it's in God's word. It will be fulfilled. It's wonderful to hear and know history, to know, to have prophetic understanding about God's divine program. That's wonderful. There's nothing wrong in it, but we have to be careful because just like the carnal nature, people want to go out, they follow prophets because tell me, what's going to happen in my life? What's going on? What's going to happen tomorrow? And believe, beloved, that is just the natural flesh. God says that the day will come when you will go out and you will pipe unto your astrologers, your prognosticators, and let them save you. He was talking to Israel now. These were his people. That's Isaiah 7 and 13. But if you turn to me, I will reveal my holy arm in your behalf. So what happens? We see Micaiah told Ahab just like it was. Ahab said, I told you he wouldn't prophesy good concerning me, but evil. And what he said, I saw all Israel scattered as sheep without a shepherd. And then in verse 19, Ahab tells Jehoshaphat, didn't I tell you? What? That's why I didn't call him, because he only prophesies evil toward me. Nothing. He never prophesies anything good. And then in verse 19, the prophet Micaiah said, therefore, hear the word of the Lord. I saw the Lord sitting on his throne. Beloved, when you get your eyes on the Lord Jesus Christ, you can't compromise for obeying God. You can't back down for moving on. You can't walk in darkness for walking in his light. You can't step back for stepping forward. You can't give up for going on, and you can't lay down for getting up. Because why? Because the Lord Jesus Christ abides in you. And you have had a personal encounter with Jesus. You have seen the Lord. In the sixth chapter of Isaiah, the word of the Lord declares, in the year that King Uzziah died, I saw also the Lord sitting upon a throne high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. Beloved, I'm not preaching doom and gloom. I'm preaching the truth of the word of God. I'm preaching as a warning of what occurred in the life of godly King Jehoshaphat. And we have to understand that God, we didn't have a chance to get into it, but in chapter 19, the word of the Lord, through a prophet Hananiah, came to Jehoshaphat, and he said, shouldest thou help the ungodly and love them that hate the Lord? Therefore is wrath upon thee from before the Lord. That's pretty profound. This was good King Jehoshaphat. Why? Because he did not have spiritual understanding, and that's my prayer today, that God's people will have spiritual understanding. There are some people today who are seeing their Uzziahs die. There's some people who are listening to me right now that are seeing those old habits die. There are some people who are seeing their failures being swallowed up in victory. There are some people who are listening to me now. They're seeing their fears die. They're looking and seeing the Lord, and He is high and lifted up, and His presence is filling their lives, filling their temples. Our bodies are the temple of the Holy Ghost, and they're beginning to praise God. They're beginning to get that vision as Isaiah did. Oh, he was a man of unclean lips. He dwelt in the midst of a people of unclean lips, but God, through an angel, took a fiery coal off the altar of God and placed it to his lips, and he was cleansed. Micaiah said, I saw the Lord sitting on his throne and all the hosts of heaven standing by him on his right hand and on his left. Beloved, we need to get a vision of the holiness of God, the majesty of God. Yes, there's good blessings and wonderful promises that God has for his people, but there also is a hell to shun. There is sin to be avoided. There is falsehood to be rejected. We must walk in the spirit of truth as he is the truth. Let's pray. Let's close the broadcast this week in prayer. Father, in Jesus' name, Lord, you've heard and you've seen what multitudes have how they've suffered at the hand of deception, at those who will not preach the truth of the word of God. But Father, I believe you have those today, those listening, Father, who are crying out for reality, who are crying out for truth. And Father, we rebuke the spirits of deception coming against the body of Christ, coming against churches, coming against ministries. And Father, we pray that the Spirit of God would tear down all that is not of you, all that is not of the Spirit of God, all that is of compromise, all that is of the flesh and of the world and of the devil. Reveal your truth, Lord, and let us bow before your majesty and not fear or favor man. Let us not be willing to compromise, but let us declare the whole counsel of God for the whole truth for the whole man to the whole world. Lord, let us be as Isaiah in this generation, and let us be those willing servants going forth to declare the truth of the word of God in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Well, we're going to continue this next week, and I invite you to join us then. Until then, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh, behold.